Edith Templeton, who wrote for The New Yorker in the 1950s, is now enjoying a revival. Her short story collection, The Darts of Cupid and Other Stories, was nominated last year for a National Book Award. An early work of erotica, called Gordon, has just been republished. It's based on her sexual involvement with a man whom Templeton has said dominated her inner life. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Ordinarily, I try not to be seduced by the hyperbolic claims of the publicity material that accompanies new books, but it was hard to resist this three-sentence teaser in the flyer folded into Edith Templeton's just-resurrected novel, Gordon. First published in 1966 under a pseudonym, Gordon was subsequently banned in Europe for indecency, but sold well enough to attract the attention of the original Parisian publisher of Lolita, Story of O, and The Naked Lunch. Gordon was retitled and reissued in 1968 as part of the Traveler's Companion series, a line of books whose dark green jackets were familiar to gentlemen readers everywhere. Because of its shocking sexual content, Gordon was never reviewed. Naturally, I rose to the bait and volunteered to review Gordon. Hey, it's a smutty job, but somebody has to do it. Gordon opens by introducing Louisa, an aristocratic 28-year-old woman of the world, unsentimental and unfazed by gross anatomy, scatology, and the lunar contortions of the libido. World War II has just ended, and Louisa, who's recently been demobilized from the army, walks into a crowded London pub. A sinister, queer-eyed stranger, whom we later know as Gordon, approaches her, presses his thumb hard against her pulse, and commands Louisa to follow him. Gordon takes her into a damp garden. They walk, they talk, and then suddenly Gordon takes possession of Louisa on a cold stone bench. Louisa tells us, "The whole was achieved in a matter of about 4 seconds. It was speedy and casual and effortless, and at the same time seemingly impossible, like any virtuoso performance." During and after the act, Louisa behaves submissively to the point of humiliation. Gordon behaves indifferently to the point of cruelty, and there you have the chemistry of their mutual obsession. "I'll hold you forever," Gordon prophetically tells Louisa, "because I shall always find new ways of torturing you." For almost a year, Louisa is regularly summoned by Gordon to assignations in his flat and office. He turns out to be a psychiatrist, and much of the couple's pre- and post-coital repartee revolves around Gordon's Hannibal Lecter-like probings into Louisa's painful childhood in Austria, her father fixation, her subsequent male and female love affairs, her abortions, and her sexual craving to be pulverized into nothingness by the domineering Gordon. I can't quote the graphic passages where Gordon sadistically and tirelessly obliges Louisa, but trust me, he's unflagging. Gordon's decadent Übermensch aura is enhanced by the fact that he and Louisa, who are both well-read, quote a lot of Goethe, particularly Faust, at each other. Then, in a sudden twist of events, their affair abruptly ends. Gordon is intricately constructed, elegantly written, and absorbing, but for me personally, it wasn't all that arousing. It's not that I believe sexual fantasies somehow have to be politically correct, but whenever Gordon publicly humiliated Louisa, I felt like I'd just been injected with the literary equivalent of a hormone blocker. Those scenes reminded me of too many distasteful real-life incidents I've witnessed, where minor domestic tyrants have gotten their kicks out of patronizing their partners in public. So, can a work of erotica still be considered good if it doesn't strike a reader as particularly erotic? I think so. Otherwise, literarily speaking, we'd evaluate the works of the Marquis de Sade or Nabokov the same way we evaluate Penthouse. Gordon, because of its psychological bent, cleverly investigates the twisted roots of Louisa's sexuality. The slow mental striptease here, where Louisa's longings are reluctantly laid bare, was much more titillating to me than the couple's acrobatic and sweaty sessions on the couch. If you agree with whomever it was who once said that the brain is the sexiest organ of all, you'll like Gordon. And if you disagree, you'll like Gordon even more.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Gordon by Edith Templeton. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.